Navebio. Okay. So
we can hear you, Guruji.
Okay. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to associate with all the Vaishnavas and Srimad Bhagavatam. So we'll be reading new chapter, Canto 4, chapter 2nd, that we'll be reading. And I will give you a little bit synopsis of the chapter, this chapter 2nd, but we'll read 3 verses. So let us pray to Srila Prabhupada. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaurav Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the text, how it just disappeared.
Prabhuji, I'm so sorry to interrupt.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yes, Prabhuji. Just sorry to interrupt. I just want a minute, Prabhuji. We are very fortunate to have His Grace Samitrishi Prabhu with us. Prabhuji is a very senior disciple of Srila Prabhupada, and he's an initiating guru in ISKCON, and he has rendered very valuable services in many ISKCON temples in India and around. Prabhuji is a doctor by profession. Now he is curing the spiritual diseases of people by his instructions and guidance. So we are very, very fortunate to have you spend your valuable time with us, Prabhuji. Please accept our humble obeisances and please continue. I'm sorry for the interruption.
Hare Krishna.
I'm not able to hear Shyama Guru.
Looks like we lost the connection.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, are you there?
Yeah, Prabhuji got disconnected.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, we cannot hear you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Prabhu, are you there?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Rama, Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Rama, Rama Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Rama, Rama Rama, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Ram,
Mataji, there is some problem. When I call him, I can hear he is giving class. You know, and I can see his number on the phone also. And he doesn't talk to me. I say, Hare Krishna Prabhuji. He said, call me after some time. And he is giving class, but we cannot hear him.
Oh my God.
Yes, I was calling him and I can hear he is giving class.
Is there a way to text Prabhuji telling that he's not audible?
No, Mataji.
Is it an India number or US number?
US number. But he is in India. He has 1H.
The US number, he is in India. Keep trying again, Mataji. Tell that yes. You are not audible.
Yes, Mataji.
Do you know any of his other number, alternate number?
Or you can send a message on WhatsApp.
Hare Krishna, Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Kr
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare Krishna Mataji, Lalitangi Mataji, I send you the number. Hare Krishna.
Sorry, Mataji.
I send you the number, Mataji. No. Can you connect him?
No. Is it okay? Can I'm already on the line. So if okay. The sound is okay, I can continue then. Okay?
Yes, Prabhuji. Sound is okay, Prabhuji. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमाओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सो विल बी रीडिंग श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 2 एंड आई विल रीड जस्ट 3 वर्सेस ओनली द ट्रांसलेशन एंड आई विल गो बाय द डिस्क्रिप्शन आई विल समराइज होल चैप्टर इन टुडेज क्लास सो विदुर इज इंक्वायरिंग फ्रॉम Maitreya Muni, so Vidur inquired, why was Daksha, who was so affectionate towards his daughter, envious of Lada Shiva? Why he became envious? Who is the best amongst the gentle? He has all the good qualities. Why did he neglect his daughter Sati? Why Daksha neglected his daughter Sati? So that is the question. There are 3 questions, and then the whole chapter is answer to all these 3 questions. The next verse, 2nd verse, is Lada Shiva, the spiritual master of the entire world, is free from enmity. Is a peaceful personality and is always satisfied in himself. He is the greatest amongst the demigods. How is it possible that Daksha could be inimical towards such an auspicious personality? So these are, he is the Charachar Guru, Vaishnavanam Yathashambhu. He is easily pleased and he is very kind, merciful. So why such a personality was cursed by Daksha? Was also the topmost, like he was the chief amongst all the Prajapatis. So he was, so how is it become that so grave that Sati, the daughter of Daksha, had to kill herself? And the next verse, so these are still the questions. My dear Maitreya, to part with one's life is very difficult. Would you kindly explain to me how such a son-in-law and father-in-law could quarrel so bitterly that the great goddess Sati could give up her life? So these are the questions put forward. So in the 4th canto, that is the genealogical table of daughters of Manu, has been given Manu and Satrupa. So Manu and Satrupa had Akuti, Prasuti and Ruchi. Akuti, Prasuti and Devhuti. So Devhuti and Kardamuni, he had 9 daughters. And other daughters of this... Swayambhu Manu was Devhuti, Prasuti was married to Daksha Prajapati, and from Prasuti became like 16 daughters, and that was, so one of the daughter was Sati, who was very qualified, very very beautiful, and she was married to Lada Shiva. So we'll be reading about that, how Lada Shiva was married and what happened, and the good qualities of Lada Shiva is also described in this chapter. So Vidur is inquiring, both Daksha and Shiva were glorious. How could they quarrel so bitterly that Sati gave up her life? So there was a sacrifice, a great sacrifice was held by all the leaders of the universe. And Daksha was the chief among all the leaders. So when he came in the assembly, everyone welcomed him. So Lada Shiva and Brahma, these two were remained seated. They did not stand up to welcome Daksha Prajapati, who was chief among all the demigods. So now he started just cursing the Lada Shiva, telling abnormally his qualities, rather than in a nice way. He was saying that Shiva is shameless, he's very proud, he's posing himself as honest, this monkey-eyed impure rascal married my beautiful daughter. So he tells him that monkey-eyed impure rascal, that he is posing honest but he is dishonest, and he is although he is called auspicious in the name only, but his conduct shows his inauspiciousness. Only by Brahma's request that he gave, or he says that I give my daughter to this Lord Shiva. May he not receive a share in the sacrificial oblation. So he was cursing that he cannot receive in any share, he would not get any share in any kind of oblation. Cursing thus, Daksha angrily left. And now the Daksha supporters will be bereft of. So now what happened? So this is also will be bereft of transcendental knowledge. So now this his attendant Lord Shiva is left, but Nandishwar could not tolerate all these curses. So he started cursing also. So he is saying that Daksha supporters will be bereft of transcendental knowledge. Attached householders will become attached to Karma Khan. So all the Brahmanas and householders who are attached, they will become Karma Khan. This is the Nandishwar counter curses the Daksha and his followers. So let Daksha have the face of a goat. This is also Nandishwar is cursing. And then also he is saying that curses on Brahmanas and Daksha's followers were also given. So now the Bhrigu, who was on the side of the Daksha Prajapati, is also counter cursing. So Bhrigu curses Lord Shiva's followers. Lord Shiva is not there. So let them become atheist. So this is Bhrigu is saying, the people who follow Lord Shiva, they will become atheists, be diverted from scriptural injunction, become addicted to wine, flesh, and they will take shelter of heretical views. Means they are just by, not Brahminical qualities, but they will have, just on the by the birth, they will become Brahmana. And then Lord Shiva has departed, but Yajna is completed, Shiva becomes morose and he left, and the other progenitors complete a 1,000 year sacrifice. So this sacrifice continues for almost 1,000 years. So that is the end of the chapter. There are 35 verses in this chapter. But there are other cantos. This is the second canto that describes. But then the next is the dynasty of Adharma, a son of Brahma. That is the next chapters are there. Then Dhruva Maharaj also was born. And so that was from Uttanpat. So that, then Anga and Vain and Prathu Maharaj's glorious activity and Prachin Bharisat and the allegory of Puranjan is there and Prachetas. So that is what completes the whole canto of fourth chapter, out of which that we are reading the second chapter, and I will go in detail about this second chapter. So Vidur is inquiring about the dissension between Daksha and Shiva. Why there was a dissension between Daksha and Shiva. So how could Daksha neglect Sati and head Lord Shiva? So Prajapati Daksha is Duhitru Vatsala, an affectionate father. He was the father of 16 daughters. So one of was Sati. And Lord Shiva is Silavatam Shrestha, best among the gentle. That was described by Vidur. Charachar Guru, he is the spiritual master of the whole world. He is Nirvaira, he is non-envious and he has no enemies. Shanta Vigraha, always he is peaceful. And his Atma Rama, he is self-satisfied. Jagato Devatam Mahat, greatest of the demigods. And he is greatest among the Vaishnavas. Vaishnava Nam Yatha Sambhur. So he is asking the question, Vidur is inquiring, please tell me how such a son-in-law and father-in-law could quarrel so bitterly that Sati had to give up her life. So Daksha insults and curses Lord Shiva. So sacrifice. So Maitreya is replying that sacrifice by the leaders was there, and Daksha enters there. Daksha was welcomed by everyone except Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, and Daksha becomes angry on Shiva because Brahma was the father. He could not say, so there was no need for the father Brahma to get up and welcome. But he thought that Shiva is my subordinate. He married my daughter. He is my son-in-law. He is not superior to me. Why he should not respect me? So he was very proud of his position. And that's why so he became angry to see the Lord Shiva sitting and not showing him any respect. So while gazing with eyes as if to burn Shiva, he began to speak harsh words. So Daksha blasphemed the Lord Shiva. So in this way, so he is blaspheming, but Saraswati Devi, who is sitting in everyone's tongue, could not say something about Lada Shiva, something abnormal. So the meaning is something different also, same thing. Although he is cursing, but the meaning that has been interpreted by Vaishnava, so he is indirectly praising Lada Shiva. This is happens in many, many places when this Krishna was blasphemed by, what was his name? His cousin or his mousy's son, then also the same thing that Saraswati put in his mouth, that was about glories of the Lada Krishna. And same thing here, it is not the blasphemy of Lada Shiva, but it was also the glories of Lada Shiva. So we will see on both sides what he is saying and what is another meaning. So he is telling about himself. Daksha is saying that, O Brahmanas, demigods and fire gods, please hear me with attention about the conduct of sadhus. I do not speak out of ignorance or envy. So he is saying about, but he was envious of Lada Shiva. So commentaries on great acharyas, they find positive interpretation. And we will read both the blasphemic words and what is the indirect praise of Lada Shiva. So he is saying that he is nirapatrapaha, he is shameless, that is the Daksha is saying. So shameless means he maintains the shelterless, maintains his shabda, that is proud, but he himself was proud, Daksha was proud. Yashogna means destroyed the fame of the Lokapitas, polluted the path of gentle manners. But the indirect meaning is by his own fame, Lada Shiva derides the fame of all others. The sadhuvat means his worth means like a sadhu, but he is not really a sadhu. Pretending to be an honest person, he accepted my daughter's hands and thus accepted himself as my subordinate. But here, the indirect meaning is omniscient Shiva understands my bad behavior, but keeps it secret. And so he did not stand up and welcome me. He also understood the qualities in my daughter equal to Savitri. Savitri is also known by Gayatri. And then Murkat Lochan, that his eyes are monkey-eyed person. And he has married my fawn-eyed daughter. Means like a deer's fawn, deer's baby. But now he has failed to respect me even with sweet words. So Shiva mercifully grants the desire. The indirect meaning is the desires of monkey-like materialists. We are materialists are all monkey-like who looks for sense of gratification, and he grants the desires of everyone. And unfortunately, I have not properly respected him. Failed to respect me, but he did not respect Lada Shiva properly. He is his son-in-law, but he is the great. He is not like Daksha. So, Lupta Kriyaya means does not perform rituals, because he does not have to perform the rituals. He is above all the rituals. Asuchaye. Asucha means impure. But no one is cleaner than him, that is Asucha. Manine, he is proud, but he is not proud, he is Amanine. And Bhinna Setave, violates codes of conduct. He does not break rules. That is also Bhinna. So there are two different meanings. Shudrayeva, though not desiring, I give my daughter to him. He is like a Shudra-like. But it is like teaching Vedas to a Shudra. But the indirect meaning is, I being unqualified did not want to give my daughter, but I gave her like a Shudra who teaches the Vedas. So Unmattavat, like a madman. Unmattavat is like a madman, sometimes laughs and sometimes cries. So he is made with prem, with laughs and cries, that is the sign of also exalted Vaishnava. So because who is in prem with the Lord, Supreme Lord. So that is the meaning of Unmattavat. A devotee also acts as Unmattavat. Chita Bhashma Krata Snanaha. He smears crematorium ashes, ornaments with a garland of skulls and bones. So that is Daksha is telling Lada Shiva. But the indirect meaning by Saraswati is, see, this is his pastime according to other Puranas. He is smearing ashes on the bodies and activity of exalted Vaishnavas. That they take this, so exalted Vaishnavas, they wrap that, so other people disturbing, they do not come near them. Ashivaha, Mattaha, Shiva, Upadesha, that was the were most mad and inauspicious, Shiva in name only. But the meaning is that by him even a worst apadesha becomes auspicious. No one is more auspicious than him, Ashivaha. So that is the real meaning. So Mattajan Priyaha Patihi, dear of crazy beings, so are in Tamogun and is their leader. So he mercifully helps even the most ignorant and gradually elevates them to spiritual consciousness. He takes all the bhutas and so many, like who are his bhuta gan. So their ganas are not really very qualified. They are in below even mode of ignorance. But he accepts them, but as none of the other gods or Krishna would accept such a person. They have to become qualified. So he takes unqualified people. So they gradually they get lifted. Nasta saucha, unclean. But he purifies even the impure. Unmad Nath, Lord of the host. But he is merciful even to the mad people. And Dur Hrade has impure heart. His mind is merciful even to the sinful. So these are the, so he is out of anger, this Daksha is cursing. And so Daksha angrily cursed Shiva, the lowest, Lord Shiva, the lowest of all the demigods, should not have share in a sacrificial oblation. So that is Daksha's saying, he is saying in that way. So Daksha leaves the assembly in spite of the opposition of the assembly leaders. Daksha in great anger cursed Lord Shiva and left. So after this all happened, the sacrifice continued for 1,000 years. And later on, to disrespect Lord Shiva, he again performs another big sacrifice. And he does not invite Lord Shiva. So Nandishwar, after this happened, so Nandishwar is cursing Daksha, after Daksha is left, and his followers. So Nandishwar counter-cursed, infected by anger. It's not Lord Shiva told him. But anyway, nobody like disciple or servant of the Lord would tolerate such things. So naturally he had to speak. So he's saying Nandishwar is counter-cursing Daksha and all the Brahmanas who had tolerated Daksha's cursing Lord Shiva. Then he said that you be bereft of all the knowledge. The whoever has supported, they will bereft of all the Vedic knowledge, transcendental knowledge. That is about the soul and about the Supreme Lord, that is transcendental knowledge. Then pretentious religious householder life, that they will lead a pretentious, not really according to the Vedas, that somebody is a Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, they would not remain like that, that they will be pretending to be a Brahman or a Kshatriya, but not in reality. Brahma Bandhu, then they will, the Daksha would have a goat head. So he predicted already beforehand. Let Daksha, who has forgotten Vishnu Gati, the spiritual goal, he is attached to sex life like the goats. So very shortly he will have the head of a goat. So that was the curses made by Nandishwar. So Nandishwar is saying all these things. And he is continued in sansar, that he will remain in sansar for long, long period of time. Persons are dull, so that is also another curse. That persons are dull by materialistic education and with minds attracted to the flowery language of Vedas have purposely insulted Lord Shiva. May Daksha followers continue in sansar, repeated birth and death, and always remain attached to the fruitive activity. So that is happened by his curse. Nandishwar's curse, the Brahmanas are became like that. That they have become all the knowledge, they are not elevated, they are just on for the namesake. So they will lose discrimination and they all became Karmakandis. Let this and take the position of even lower than even the Shudras. They all became very poor also because of that. So lose discrimination. Let these Brahmanas take to education, austerity and vows only for the purpose of maintaining the body. They shall be, means they don't study the scriptures to glorify the Lord and understand the Lord or understand his devotional service. But they will take education and austerity and vows for the purpose of maintaining the body. They shall be devoid of discrimination in eating. They will eat anything and just to full of their belly. Let them become beggars simply for the satisfaction of the body. And this curse, the Brahmanas are functional. So this is the function. They have become in this Kali Yuga. They have become like that because of the curse by Nandishwar. Now Bhrigu, who is the friend of Daksha Prajapati, he is counter-cursing Lord Shiva's followers. So Bhrigu curses and he is cursing that let the followers of Lord Shiva become atheists, Pashandis, be diverted from transcendental scriptural injunction. Sata Shastra Paripanthinah Mayavad philosophy. So all the followers of Lord Shiva, Shaivites, they all became like Mayavadis and Pashandis, atheists. They become addicted to wine, flesh, they still smoke ganja, bhang, imitating Lord Shiva with long hair, and then they take shelter of heretical views, Pashandita. Since they criticize Brahmanas and Vedas that give eternal regulatory principle and whole subject matter is Lord Janardhan. So rather than that, they become Pashandis. So Lord Shiva left at this time, and then when such cursing and counter-cursing was going on, Lord Shiva became morose and left the place. He did not speak anything. Now you may say, why did Lord Shiva left, leaving Nandishwar alone there? So the Lord Shiva feared that Nandishwar might speak badly even about Janardhan and his devotees. So to stop both Nandishwar and Bhrigu from further cursing, he left. So this fighting should not continue. But Yajna, as I said, was continued, and then there was... So what happened that afterwards he creates another, he starts another sacrifice, and Sati tries to convince Shiva to go to the sacrifice. This is in the next chapter, and Lord Shiva reasons not to go for the sacrifice, but somehow due to the family attachment for the woman, she wanted to go to the parents' place. So she went there uninvited, and when we went there, Daksha Prajapati did not show any respect or any smiling on his face, because she was the most dear daughter. She was the youngest one among the 16 daughters. But he was not felt pleased. But his mothers, they just gave a little bit attention, mother and sisters. They were all there. Another 15 sisters, they were all there. But they just smiled a little bit. But when she saw that there was no place in the sacrifice for Lord Shiva, then she's again... talking about Lord Shiva's glories. So we will. So this chapter talks about, this second chapter talks about the glories of Lord Shiva. So we'll discuss about Lord Shiva's glories, what he is, what and how he is glorious. So Lord Shiva is an intermediate expansion of Lord Krishna. I mean, like we have a Devi Dham, then there is a Shiva Dham, and then on top of that is the spiritual kingdom. That is the Vaikuntha Loka and Krishna Loka. So Lord Shiva is created by Lord Krishna, Vishnu. Whereas Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is unborn. Because many places is Lord Shiva is called he is the topmost. That is, has been said that he is the Supreme Lord. But what is the difference in Krishna and him, that we will talk, and that will also give the glories of Lord Shiva. So before creation, there was no Brahma or there was no Shiva. Only Vasudev Krishna existed in his spiritual abode in the Vaikuntha Loka. So that is in Mahanarayana Upanishad also it has been given. So Ajopi San, in Bhagavad Gita also it says, Ajopi San Ave Atma Bhutanam Ishwaropi San Prakritim Swam Adhisthaya Sambhavami Atma Maya, that was born by Atma Maya. So Lord Shiva associates with Maya, whereas Lord Krishna means his consort is Maya Devi's personification, that is Parvati or Uma or Durga. But Krishna is transcendental to the illusory potency. He never associates with Maya. But rather, like Krishna, when he sees to the Prakriti, he sees through the agency of Lord Shiva. Ya Shambhu Tham Api Tatha Samupaiti Karya. So all the material creation, material things are done by the agency of Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva in that way is called creator, but in naturally it is Krishna who is the primary creator. So Krishna is creator, maintainer, enjoyer, that's Krishna. He is full of six opulences. So Lord Shiva, he manifests 55 out of the 64 qualities of Lord Krishna's qualities. Krishna has all 64 qualities, and then other Krishna's expansion like Lord Ram and other Vishnu Tattva, Samsu Tattva has 60 qualities. Then Lord Shiva has 56 qualities, and then human beings have only 50 qualities. We are also part of Lord Krishna, but a very minute quantity. So Vishnu Tattva expansion of the Supreme Lord may be just like the light bulbs. Lord Shiva may also be compared to the supreme power of 100%, that is Krishna. the Vishnu Tattvas possess 94% and potency of the Supreme Lord, and Shiv Tattvas only 84% of that potency. Lord Brahma even has 78%. The living entity are potentially like Brahma, 78%, but in that conditional state their power is still further diminished. So Lord Shiva can be bewildered by Krishna's illusory potency, but Krishna is never bewildered. When you see that Mohini Murti, Lord Shiva was bewildered, but not Krishna. So Mohini Murti is Vishnu Tattva, and he can or she can bewilder Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva admits that liberation moksha can be attained only by the mercy of Lord Krishna. Shiva cannot give liberation. Although he is called, Lord Shiva is famous, is Muktinath, one who awards liberation, but he does it on the behalf of Lord Krishna or Vishnu or Lord Ram, and only by his mercy. He says that it is bestowing liberation. Means he does not have independent power for bestowing liberation. Krishna prasada te naiva madrasam adhikarinam abhistar paitum muktis tasya patanyapi saktaye. So Lord Brahma is saying that by Krishna's grace, Lord Shiva and his wife are able to award liberation to candidates like me who eagerly want it. So this is from Vrahat Bhagavatamrat. So also when somebody who dies in Kashi, Varanasi, so he is awarded moksha by Lord Shiva. But how? That Lord Shiva, he goes to the dying man and he whispers the name Rama. And it is Lord Ram's name that gives moksha. Lord Shiva confirms this in the Mathura Mahatmya, in the Patal Khanda, that from one only name, Rama, liberation is obtained. And from the other holy name, Krishna, purification and love of God are obtained. So Lord Shiva declares, Mukti Pradata, Sarvesham Vishnu Evana Shansha, that Mukti Pradata is Vishnu. There is no doubt about that. So Lord Shiva is a pure devotee of his worshipable Lord Krishna. So he says in Padma Puran, he's telling his wife Parvati, Goddess Durga, that Aradhana Nam Sarvesham, Vishnur Aradhanam Param, Tasmat Parataram Devi, Tadiya Nam Samacharit. Of all types of worship, worship of Lord Vishnu is best, but better than worship of Lord Vishnu is worship of his devotee, the Vaishnavas. So he is offering prayers, Dev, Dev, Jagat Pate and all these things. But in Srimad Bhagavatam it says that Lord Shiva knows that Lord Sankarshan, that is a form of Lord Vishnu, from Krishna expands Chaturvyu. And first the Chaturvyu is Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. So this is the Sankarshan. So is the original cause of his own existence, Lord Shiva. And he always meditates upon Sankarshan. There is a picture that Sankarshan is sitting, meditating, and Lord Shiva is meditating on Sankarshan. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Shiva is described as the greatest of the Vaishnavas. Nimna Ganam Yatha Ganga. Nimna Ganam means which flows down. So Ganga is the topmost in Nimna Ganam, means in rivers. Devanam Achyuto Yatha. And in the Devatas, this is from Bhagavatam. Devanam Achyuto. That in the Devatas, the supreme is Krishna, Achyuta, who never falls from his position. Vaishnava Nam Yatha Sambhu, and all the Vaishnavas, Sambhu is the topmost. And Purana Nam Idam Tatha, that in Puranas, this Bhagavatam is the topmost. So he is the greatest Vaishnava, but being one of the 12 Mahajanas, he also preaches Krishna consciousness and is the originator of the Vaishnava Sampradaya, known as the Rudra. So Rudra Sampradaya is the Vallab Sampradaya, that Vallabhacharya Pushti Marga is Rudra Sampradaya. So there are 12 Mahajanas, Swayambhur, Narada, Sambhu. Swayambhur means Brahma, who is born by himself, means he is born from the lotus flower. So Swayambhur, Narada, Shambhu, Lord Shiva, Kumara, Kapilo, Manuhu, Kumar, Kapil and Manu, Prahlado, Janako, Vishmo, Balir, Vayasakir, Vayasakir means Vayasaki is son, that is, so that one is Sukhdev. Sukhdev is Vayasaki, Sukhdev's father. And Yamraj, these are the 12 Mahajanas. So the four Vaishnava Sampradayas, they come from this 12 Mahajanas. Sri Ramanuja Sampradaya, that Sampradaya inaugurated by Lakshmi Devi, Sri Sampradaya. Brahma Madhva Sampradaya originated with Lord Brahma. The Rudra or Vallabha Sampradaya coming from Lord Shiva. And Kumara Sampradaya or Nimbark Sampradaya derived from the four Kumaras. So that will, so they will appear in the Jagannath Puri to purify the entire earth during Kali Yuga. That was from Padma Puran verse. So Lord Shiva, Garga Muni received the holy name of Lord Krishna. So that is Garga Muni. He initiated Garga Muni, who became the guru of all the Yadu dynasty. Gargacharya was taught by Lord Shiva and he was his disciple also. So, Lord Shiva is Krishna's qualitative incarnation, meant to deal with the material nature. When material activity are to be performed, Lord Vishnu performs them through Lord Shiva. So, Lord Shiva is nothing but Krishna's functional body. So, he is the function in the material world. So, one should offer respect to Lord Shiva. He is one and at the same time simultaneously different from Lord Krishna. Just a lamp is covered with carbon, cannot radiate full light. So because of Lord Shiva is contacting the mode of ignorance, his power cannot compare to that of Lord Krishna, which is unobstructed power. Because Shiva associates with Maya. Maya is darkness. Maya hai andhakar. Jahan Krishna tahar nahi, Maya radhikar. So Krishna is Suryasam. But when Lord Shiva associates with Maya or darkness, he cannot be seen as Krishna. He is naturally subordinate to Lord Krishna. Person who always worships me with unallied love, yet insults Lord Shiva, he goes to hell. Means they are not independent God. They are, yes, you could worship Lord Shiva, but as a dependent to Lord Krishna. So then in the Puranas we find, like, there is some question answers about this, that Lord Shiva is addressed as Bhagwan in different Puranas. So why we say that Krishna is the supreme? That is the question. So even Narad Muni and so many great sages are referred as Bhagwan, but none of them are Supreme Lord. Just as the moonshine is a reflection of sun sign, great personalities are considered great to the extent that they exhibit qualities originally present in the Lord. Knowledge, renunciation, self-control, these are the qualities. Wisdom, devotion and noble qualities are considered more valid than any other material assets. And they are the real opulence. So Bhag means opulence, and that's why they are called Bhagwan, because they have the real substance, not just the material wealth, but renunciation, knowledge, self-control. These are the real opulences. A person who possesses such exalted qualities become dear to the Lord, and they are addressed as Bhagwan. Just like Narad Muni is called Bhagwan also many places. Same thing Lord Shiva, because he is very powerful personality who reflects the many of the Supreme Lord's qualities. So Lord Krishna finds a great pleasure in addressing him as Bhagwan to Lord Shiva. So sometimes, like, we see the Trinity, that they are Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, are non-different. So why we differentiate between three of them? And the fact is that three different names tells us that there is a difference. It's not that they are the same. There is a difference between them. Because in Indians, most of the Hindus, they worship Trinity, means Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh, and the three are all equal gods. But it is not equal. They are not equal. But not only do they have different names, their forms, qualities, consorts, abodes, activities are also different. So it would be difficult to understand that they are one and the same. Also, so we should see, to achieve the real peace, we should see Brahma and Lord Shiva. They are non-different from the Supreme, but they are dependent. They are dependent on Krishna. Their qualities, they come from Krishna. So it is unity in diversity. We always hear the water of the Ganges is purifying. So due to the, it is being touched by the body of Lord Shiva, but that is not correct. That is the common question, that it became auspicious because Shiva is auspicious, and Ganga fell from the hair, body of Lord Shiva, but Ganga has the dust from the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. and then Upendra. Upendra is the name of dwarf incarnation of the Lord, and Vamandev. So, and then that is the touch the this Karan ocean, and that's why the that fell down. There was a rent or hole was made, and Ganga became pure because of the touch of the lotus feet, not because she was sitting, but she was making Lord Shiva very very auspicious because of her presence. So because the blessed Lord Shiva became all the more blessed by bearing on his head the holy water of Ganges, which has its source in the water that washed the Lord's lotus feet. Now, why Lord Shiva was given, why Krishna given Kalakut poison to this from the milk ocean churning that came? So why that was given? So Shiva is, because he is the greatest, that's why he was given. That's what the people there say sometime. But so they are. So Lord Shiva took this, drank the Kalakut poison by chanting the name of Krishna, Achyuta, Ananta, Govinda, and that was, he was able to counteract the effect of the this Kalakut wish. And this is given in Brahmanda Puran and Garuda Puran, that Lord Shiva is meditating on Lord Vishnu seated on Garuda before drinking the poison. So one should understand that only by Lord Vishnu's blessing can Lord Shiva perform such wonderful feats. And Lord Krishna wants to give credit to his devotees. And like, just like Krishna could have killed everybody in the Kaurava side, but he gave credit to Arjuna. So, Madhavacharya is explaining that Lord Vishnu was competent to rectify the situation, but to give credit to Lord Shiva, who later drank all the poison and kept it in his neck, just Vishnu did not take, and that's why Lord Vishnu did not take any action. And Srimad Bhagavatam also confirms that Lord Vishnu acts through Lord Shiva in the creation of the material world. Lord Shiva acts on behalf of Lord Vishnu. So, Aham Bija Pradapita. So, Aham Bija Pradapita means Bija is given by Krishna himself or by Vishnu, but he does it through the agency of Lord Shiva. Yashambhu Tamapita Tha Samupeti Karyat. So, Lord Vishnu is untouched by his external energy. So that is Lord Vishnu. And when he is touched by the external energy, that is Maya, he appears in his feature as Lord Shiva. So now sometime the Lord Ram worships at Rameshwaram and he installed Shivalinga. And so does not say that he is the supreme, that Lord Shiva. So Rudra Geet, that is given in Varaha Puran, it has been said that Lord Shiva, by his affectionate to his devotees, so Lord Narayan granted that boon to Lord Shiva, the greatest of devotee, and told him that when he will next come as an avatar Lord Ram, he will personally worship him. Because Lord Ram or Lord Krishna gives credit to his devotees and worships them also. And he does serve his devotees. Just like Krishna served as a chariot driver for his devotee, pure devotee, Arjun. So Ravan was a devotee of Lord Shiva, and that's why some people, they claim that Lord Ramchandra worshipped Shiva to take his permission to kill Ravan. But that was not the case. The Srila Prabhupada is writing that this proposal, that because Lord Ramchandra approached Lord Shiva to kill Ravan and he gave permission, although Ravan was his great devotee, then what is the use of becoming devotee of Lord Shiva? How, if he is like a son or a devotee, how Lord Shiva would give permission? So that is not a reasonable proposal. Like, see, if I give you a proposal that I will kill you, so or I will kill your son, will you give me permission? So how Lord Shiva can give permission to Lord Ramchandra? Yes, you can kill Ravan. That is not true. That is people's. So actual fact is Lord Shiva did not give permission, but he did not go to protect Ravan. His son was being killed. If he was his pure devotee, why he would not protect? He came. Lord Shiva came to fight when this Shastrarjun fought with Lord Krishna. So that is summarized in that Rakhe Krishna Mareke, Mare Krishna Rakeke. So when Lord Shiva showed, he also showed his universal form. neither Lord Brahma nor Vishnu could reach the top of the bottom. So Shiva showed his universal form in the form of a big big linga, which you one could not see the top or the bottom. And so that was, but that is something different. It is not, it is just the linga, it is not Lord Shiva. So out of affection of his devotee, the Supreme Lord sometimes acts as its subordinate. Like Lord Ramchandra worshipped all the rishis, Vasishtha, Vishwamitra, not that they were greater, those rishis, but he did worship. In the same way, just like Krishna acted his chariot driver for Arjun, it's not that Arjun was superior. So that makes the relationship very lovingly relationship, transcendental pleasure that he does this, so as if he is subordinate. So in this way, about this big linga, that I will say a few words, and that is said in Linga Puran. There is a story that from Lord Shiva is superior to Lord Vishnu, so that is in Linga Puran it is even given. So in different Puranas, because they have to, it is Krishna said that I put their devotion in them, in this demigod, just like in Bhagavad Gita, there is a yo yam yam tanum bhaktas shraddharar chitum ichyati tasya tasyachalam shraddham tam eva vidadhami aham. That shraddha is given by me. Otherwise, how they will worship some demigod? Some people want in lower mode of nature, in tamogun or ajogun, they want to worship some different demigods. And he puts their shraddha or faith in them. It is by Krishna that he awards that. Not that they have become bigger. So in the same way, Lord Shiva took the form of a mahalinga. And neither Brahma nor Lord Vishnu could find the top of the or bottom of it. So it promotes that Lord Shiva is supreme, that is in Linga Puran. But because it does not present the ultimate conclusion that Lord Vishnu is supreme. So you have to see the ultimate conclusion in the like Srimad Bhagavatam. And thus contradicts evidence in this. So if you see something in not in Sattvic Puran but in Rajasic or Tamas Puran, that may not be the truth. One has to go to the topmost Puran, Srimad Bhagavatam, to know the fact. In Iskanda Puran, Lord Shiva tells Kartikeya that the statement of the Shiva scripture should be accepted only when they agree with the Vishnu scripture. Lord Vishnu is the only supreme Lord, and acknowledging of him, that is the topmost. All other conclusions on other scriptures are meant only to bewilder the people. And Krishna is putting their faith in these lower scriptures so that at least they could gradually elevate. Like Lord Shiva is giving shelter to all the ghosts and goblins and so many drunkards and dhatura eaters and bhang eaters, but who will give them shelter? So in that way, there is Lord Shiva has a lot of glorious activity, and Daksha Prajapati, although blaspheming him through the Saraswati, its meaning is different as we discuss. So this chapter concludes that when Daksha Prajapati starts another after 1,000 years, he still remains for 1,000 years envious of Lord Shiva. And then he starts another year to put him more down. And that is a very, very, this envious mentality caused the downfall. And then he had to accept a goat body. Means he is expert, Daksha is expert in sex life. And so he is condemned. So I will finish here. If you have any comments or questions about this chapter, second, I summarize, we read three verses, which is about the inquiry of Vidur, that why Sati, that both are exalted personalities, and why they were quarreling like an ordinary, why they were cursing, counter-cursing, and why Sati, that it became so bad to the worst that the most beautiful daughter of Daksha, who loved his daughter so much, why she had to give her body. And then in answer to all that, this about the this topic has been given. So 35 verses are dedicated to the answer to these questions. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Very wonderful class, Prabhuji, and you gave the nice summary of whole chapter. And Prabhuji, how many verses you covered today?
Three only, first, second and third.
Okay. But you gave three summary verses, for
Yeah.
And rest was just the summary of the whole chapter.
Yeah. Okay.
Very nice class, Prabhuji, and I request if they have any question or comments for Prabhuji, they can go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you very much for your wonderful association and explaining from Shishi Bhagavatam all the leelas.
Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very nicely you said about how Madhvacharya explained why Lord Shiva drank poison, and very beautiful explanation. So, Prabhuji, my question is, we find that when Lord Shiva drank poison, and there he is addressed as Bhagavan also, and of course, Prabhupada says that Narada Muni sometimes is addressed as Bhagavan, and the
Brahma is also.
Yeah, Brahma is also addressed sometimes as Bhagavan. But we don't find, general thing like Brahma is equal to Vishnu, but then we always, I don't know why it is so, especially being from Tamil Nadu, I have seen that there is a rivalry between Shaivism and Vaishnavism, and we have history that in the kings, they patronage this, and then it's like rival supremacy. If why it is so, Prabhuji, I'm just trying to understand.
Mm-hmm. Because this rivalry is there between Shaivites and Vaishnavism, because people do not read the scripture like Srimad Bhagavatam, or in the scriptures in mode of goodness or Shuddha Sattva, like Bhagavatam is in mode of Shuddha Sattva, beyond goodness, patience, ignorance. They read only those scriptures in lower modes, which are also like the people's mind is set into that by Krishna, so that they could take the shelter of some particular demigod and gradually elevate, rather than don't come to, some people do not want to come to Krishna consciousness directly, which is like going on the Sputnik, that you could travel, go back home, back to God in this lifetime, but at least they could give up their bad habits and come closer to, like say people who are Ganjetis and Bhangidis, and they follow Lord Shiva that he has drunk, but gradually they will understand if they really go in more deeper that why, where he is meditating, why he does so much meditation on Lord Shankarshan, and it's not that he is he take poison, but not this ganja or bhang or dhatura, he does not take that. When they know more and more, then they will gradually elevate, but if they don't come to Lord Shiva, who will give them shelter? So this why that there is fight, or there is a so much quarrel, or this is because they don't read Sattvic like Brahmanda Puran and all these Puranas which are in Sattvagun, or particularly in Srimad Bhagavatam. If they study Srimad Bhagavatam, they will understand the clear distinction between Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu. So Brahma is not equal to Vishnu anyway. Brahma is less the son of he came from Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. He is not equal at all. Brahma is just, he is the secondary creator, but he is not Krishna. And Lord Shiva is just like transport of milk, because in touch with the yogurt or tamarind or maya, the yogurt cannot become milk, but milk can always become yogurt. So his milk, when it is contaminated by one way, say, then it becomes Lord Shiva, who has a middle position between Krishna or Vaikuntha Loka and Devi Dham. So he's above Devi Dham, he's the husband of the Maya Devi or Prakriti or Durga Devi, who is in charge of the Prakriti. So he's her husband, but because of in touch with Maya all the time, he sometimes gets affected. We have to read through scriptures properly under the direction of some parampara. But because those Shaivites don't go in the parampara, just because they are enjoying ganja and bhang, and so they don't know the exact nature of Lord Shiva and Lord Krishna and difference between them. So their common questions we discussed today, that they may have this, that he is the supreme because he drank poison, or his linga in Linga Puran is given that nobody could estimate the top or the bottom, or Lord Ram worshipped him. So that is also been given that he worshipped because he is the supreme. To get the power to kill Ravan, he worshipped him. But these are not the real reasons. Krishna glorifies his devotees, so he worshipped Lord Shiva, but it does not mean that he became the supreme. So those distinctions are not known by Shaivites, and that's why there is a fight between Vaishnavas and Shaivites. Is that okay or appeal to you?
Yeah, thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Okay, you welcome.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you very much once again for a very enlightening lecture and your explanation. It's you know, the Vedic scripture is so vast, we cannot have knowledge of all, despite being in this parampara for so long, and the common people, you know, they don't have all this knowledge, so they get misled by other people for demigod worships, and because of their own benefits, you know, like intoxication.
Yeah, that is correct, that because they don't have the knowledge, that's why they think that they are right. But they have to take a shelter of a bona fide spiritual master in parampara and understand by asking question and serving him. Then only without any fighting spirit, they can never know the truth.
Right. And also, you know, Lord Rama, referring to Shiva before invading Lanka, is also explained that it doesn't mean that Shiva is superior, but because Shiva was the protector of Lanka, because Ravana was Shiva's bhakt, so as a courtesy or as a etiquette, you know, before going there, Rama, like, you know, even if you have a son who has a house, you go to son's house, you go with courtesy, with etiquette, you will not just barge in or invade and go like that. So that was what Rama was doing, telling Shiva that he's going to perform this task, so does not to take his blessings or anything, but just etiquette or, you know, this other thing. I, you know, try to look at other religions and all. So Vedic religion was all over the world, and then over time it got disconnected. So in Egyptian, the ancient Egyptian religion, there is a god with a face of a goat, head of a goat. So I think, you know, maybe they got this Daksha Prajapati as one of the demigods and they were praying to it.
Mm.
But over time, since they got disconnected from the parampara, so they were into different, you know, demigod worships. That's what I
think.
So I just wanted to mention that.
Okay.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you very much.
Thank you for letting us know all these things. So anyone else has any questions? And if you could speak a little louder, I would appreciate. Should we discontinue now? I hope that you are still hearing or you are connected well. I don't know. Because this phone is not
connected.
The best.
Yes. Okay. We can conclude.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, conclude. It's almost an hour has gone by. So,
thank you, everyone.
Thank you.